NFL football is back. Week one starts later tonight when the defending Super Bowl champions, the Los Angeles Rams, host the Buffalo Bills. Let's get a preview of the season with Lindsay Jones, senior NFL editor at The Ringer. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure. So this is always a very big day for football fans who've basically been holding their breath for week one ever since February 13th when the Rams won the Super Bowl. What's the first day of the season feel like for you as someone who covers it so closely?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it kind of feels like the first day of school. You know, there's all that excitement. You know, you've spent all these weeks kind of wondering what it's going to be like. You know, in my job, we spend a lot of time predicting, right, and trying to, you know, figure out how the season is going to go. And now finally this weekend, and certainly starting tonight, because I think both of the teams that are playing tonight, the Bills and the Rams, are very interesting. But really over the course of this weekend, we're finally going to get a lot of these questions answered. And the things that we've been speculating about for 6 months, we're going to finally start to see a little bit, you know, what the reality is going to be like for this year.
So should we do a little bit of predicting? I mean, let's start with tonight's game, the Rams and the Bills. The Bills, by the way, had a great season last year as well. Do you think that week one's going to put the Rams on track for another Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, the Rams went through a lot of changes. They lost Von Miller, Odell Beckham Jr. You know, these were two guys who were really key players that helped them win the Super Bowl last year. Neither of those guys are going to be on the team this year. So there are some questions, I guess, about, you know, how the Rams handle their Super Bowl hangover and what this next iteration of the Rams team is going to look like. And then for the Bills, you know, they were the team that kind of had the big what if. They lost in heartbreaking fashion in the divisional round of the playoffs last year. Mm. That overtime game against the Chiefs when Josh Allen, you know, their MVP candidate quarterback, didn't get to touch the ball in overtime. And they've had the really big offseason where, you know, you look at their roster and they probably have the best roster in the league on paper. They added Von Miller, the player who left the Rams. He now is in Buffalo. So, you know, there's a lot of momentum on the Bills right now, but this is a really, really great way to kick off the season.
What other teams are on your radar?
Yeah, well, I live in Denver, so there's a little bit of, you know, geographical bias for me, but the AFC West is by far the most interesting division in football. You've got the Kansas City Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes, and then the Chargers with Justin Herbert and kind of a reloaded roster there. And then Russell Wilson, the trade from Seattle to Denver was one of the biggest moves of the offseason.
I was going to say the Broncos have a new quarterback. There's a lot going on there.
And the Raiders have a new head coach and general manager, and they traded for Devontae Adams. So, you know, obviously we're starting the weekend with Bills Rams. The weekend ends with Broncos Seahawks, which is going to be, I don't know if it'll be a pretty game, but it's going to be full of drama with Russell Wilson returning to Seattle in week one.
Lindsay, I have to point out, I have not heard you say two words yet in this conversation, and those are Tom and Brady.
Yeah, that guy, right? That guy. He's still playing.
Well, I mean, he's still playing. What's this year going to be like for him? What's in store for him?
Ooh, it's going to be really interesting, right? I mean, he retired and then he unretired and then his coach retired and then he took a 11-day absence from the middle of training camp. That is something that never happens. So it's going to be a really interesting year for Tom Brady because it does now feel like this could be it for him in Tampa. I don't want to predict that this would be his last year in the NFL, but
because that would be dangerous to make that prediction would be dangerous.
Even though he's 45 years old right now and he's doing things at this age that we've never seen in really all of professional sports and certainly not just the NFL. You know, I never want to be the first one to, you know, write Tom Brady off.
Yeah.
I mean, I picked the Bucs to make the Super Bowl. I think they're a really good team and we didn't see any signs on the field last season that his play was declining. And until I have a lot of evidence that Tom Brady's age has caught up to him, I'm not going to doubt him.
All right. On a more serious note, the NFL has weathered, it seems like, a lot of scandals this offseason, biggest among them, Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson suspended for 11 games, fined $5 million after he was accused of sexual assault by 24 women. What's all this mean for the NFL, and why can it just not shake these scandals?
Yeah, the Deshaun Watson situation has really been this kind of dark cloud that's been hanging over the NFL all offseason. And, you know, I think there were a lot of people in the league, certainly in the league office side, who were hoping that he would be suspended this entire season. But the reality is he's going to be back on the field in December. And that's going to be something that I think a lot of people in the league are having a really hard time just dealing with, right? How to talk about it, how to write about it. If you're a fan of the Cleveland Browns, how you feel about it. If you're a woman who loves the NFL, how do you reconcile all of this? The Browns also gave him $230 million guaranteed, one of the richest contracts in NFL history. You know, I think the Browns have built themselves a roster that they think can win or be competitive without him and have them in playoff contention when he comes back in December. And that's going to be something that's going to be really complicated for all of us, honestly, to deal with.
Including the team. I mean, it might be tough for the team to have him show up all of a sudden at the end of the season. Lindsay Jones, senior NFL editor at The Ringer, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.